And it sounds like good march. If you were going to, you know, march somewhere, this sounds like good marching weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk to somebody who's going to do some marching and see what he thinks. Bob Lyons is on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, how's it going, Simon?
It's going well. Good marching weather, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You definitely want to have it a little bit cooler for that.
Yeah. So every year, this started quite a while ago. So every 9/11, there's a march. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. It's called March to the Capitol in Des Moines, and it's been around since 2017 was the media launch year, and it is a completely different way to remember 9/11. And people may be asking themselves, why should I do something now if I haven't done anything in years? Well, this is a walk that you will fall in love with. People that generally join it for the first time come back and keep coming back. I am from St. Louis, and that's where the concept came from, March to the Arch. And it is a 21-mile walk with people carrying flags all day long on 9/11. The coolest thing you'll ever see is the line of flags walking down the street the entire day. And it's something that this is my 15th year doing it now. I've since been relocated to Indiana and started another one. But two firefighters over there, Brandon Glenn and Mike Duncan, have taken over the big groundwork for the walk over there in Des Moines. And they're doing an awesome job. And yeah, it just the people that you meet every year that you do it, yeah, that's why this is my 15th year doing the whole distance.
Amazing.
Here's
the thing, Bob. Yeah, right, because some people might look at that and they're like, whoa, 21 miles? There's no way I'm walking that. No way I can walk that. Yeah, and the thing is, you don't have to, right?
No, absolutely not. You can walk a mile or two. Whatever distance you choose to walk is whatever you can walk. The important thing is to bring an American flag, large or small, it doesn't matter. There are 7 rest stops. They're all fire stations, which is great because that promotes community engagement with our first responders. And then the guys have since added a stop at Glendale Cemetery to pay tribute to our fellow military. We're getting a free lunch from Chick-fil-A. So yeah, it's just the entire day is awesome. The website is marchtothecapitol.com, and there's even a phone number if you're not web savvy, 402-512-3001. It starts at the Centennial.